time to get to Crease Lightning.
It's time for Crease Lightning with Kevin Woodley on the Jason Gregor Show.
Mr. Woodley from In Goal Magazine and NHL.com joins us. Woodley, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jason. I missed you last week, although I don't know if Mark told you. I somehow managed to have our interview last week while playing in a media golf event. My best shots while talking to him. So there may be something there. I'm not sure. I may just call you guys from the course every week when I need, you know, when I'm down a hole in a match play or something.
Or your golf game isn't that good, one of the two.
Well, pretty much the latter point is a given, Jason.
So now the goalies can be very much a superstitious sort to begin with. And I can understand if a lot of them are going to have their gear shrunk, they're going to want to get comfortable. You know, it's not only shrunk, but just a lot tighter fitting. What's the latest on the goalie sizing chart, and how frustrated is the NHL goalie union getting, having not seen a copy of this yet?
It's not so much the sizing chart, because you know the matrix is done in terms of every guy is measured. You have to do that before the end of the previous season. The equipment managers have to do that. They couldn't wait till the season starts, because then you can't build gear to the sizes, obviously. You needed to know their sizes at the end of last year. So that part's taken care of. What's missing is, what does a new gear look like? We heard a while back that they'd had the pants approved, and yet, as of this morning, talking to several guys and upper echelon guys who I would expect to be among the first to get their new equipment, nothing. Nobody. Guys are back on the ice, working on their games for next season, and they're doing it in old gear. They don't have their new equipment yet. Some companies are field testing new equipment as we speak, but they're not sure if that's going to be what the final... They're still waiting to hear if that's what the final product looked like. There's nothing on chest and arm yet. I mean, we know what was presented at Nashville at the All-Star Game. Each company was asked to bring, you know, where they're at and how they see this looking. We heard that it wasn't quite there yet. They wanted to make changes. And yet, nothing since then in terms of what specific changes we're talking about, we're looking at. And we're now inside 90 days before the season starts, and you've got an entire World Cup before that. And I've had a one manufacturer rep say, for us to outfit every guy once this is finalized, it's 90 days. Because it's not just, listen, the top tier guys are going to get theirs fast. And so, can you build the, 20 sets or 24 sets you need for the World Cup on short notice? Probably. But when you start to get into organizational depth charts and you look at teams like the Maple Leafs and the St. Louis Blues, were 4 or 5 deep in net, those bottom guys, maybe even the number 3 guys, probably aren't going to have this new stuff in time to start the season, or at very least are very unlikely to have it before training camp. You're talking about pretty significant changes. And, I think the guys that are going to get hit harder are the guys who don't think they're going to have to make any changes. I'll give you an example. There are some guys out there that have worn the same chest and arm for 3, 4, even 5 years.
Okay.
And they don't look that big, Jason. They're not guys that scream poster boy of oversized equipment. And they kind of feel like, hey, like I'm not big right now. This stuff is all broken down. It wraps around my shoulder already. I'm not cheating. I'm not overstuffed. I'm not oversized. I'll be fine. But the reality is, when they change the regulations top to bottom, narrower arms, rounded elbow caps as opposed to the squared ones we have now, differences, shoulder caps instead of flaps in front of the shoulders, every goalie is going to have to wear the new stuff. And so if you can imagine, me and other NHL goalies shake our heads at the guys that wear the same chest and arm for 4 or 5 years. I mean, it's like, wow, like that's brave or stupid or maybe both. But imagine how comfortable that goaltender is in his gear. And if he's unwilling to even break in a new one, now he's going to have to, on potentially short notice, change to something completely different. Not just break in something new, but have something that feels completely different to him. And if you're enough of a creature of habit that you're not even willing to break in a new one every year or every 2 years, those are the guys that I think are going to feel the biggest difference or struggle the most to adjust to the types of differences we're talking about, because we are talking about a snugger fit, especially through the arms, and, you know, potentially, you know, a little less mobile, at least out of the gate. And, you know, those are adjustments that take time. And the way things are heading right now, these guys aren't going to have enough time. They're not going to have the time they would like. They'd like to be on it now. They're making changes to their game. They're working on their games now, starting now. You would like to be making changes to your game based on the equipment you're going to wear next season. I mean, if the coverage is going to be significantly different, that changes that sort of block-react threshold for a lot of guys, because they've lost coverage around their perimeter. They're going to need to, you know, kind of either get more handsy with it in some situations, or take more ice to close off more of the net. I mean, there are adjustments they're going to have to make, and they'd like to be making them right now. They don't even know what it's going to look like at this point, let alone have something to try. And that is increasingly leading to emails and text messages asking me what's going on, because they're getting frustrated with the wait.
Kevin Woodley from InGoal Magazine and NHL.com joins. Kevin, you play the position. So when we talk about the tightness factor, if suddenly I know you made the analogy a while back about skinny jeans, and, you know, sometimes you break in a new pair of jeans, you wear it once or twice, and now suddenly they feel great. How long does it take to break in a new chest protector for a goalie?
Totally individual. It really is. Like I said, there are some guys that just won't do it. They'll just keep at it. I mean, Marty Brodeur wore the same chest protector for 12 years until it finally got to the point where I think the elbow injury that caused him to miss time was a direct result of a lack of protection. He would get hit in a spot that hurt, and he would just stitch in extra padding. But it finally started costing him games and serious injuries, and he switched. So for a guy like that, or for one of these guys, even Jake Allen, for example, I believe he's had the same chest and arm protector for 4 years, talking to him this season. For those guys, I would suggest it's probably a bigger process. Otherwise, they'd go through it more often. Other guys, you know, I know guys who can get a pair of pads at this point because the manufacturing process on them is so good, and they can wear them in a morning skate and play in them in a game at night. Chest protector, there is a more of a process there. Can vary. I'd say even the guys that have no trouble adjusting still need a week to 2 weeks to kind of break it in and get the, you know, kind of the mobility in the arms, just kind of soften up those arms a little bit so there's a better range of motion. Anything that feels restrictive doesn't feel good as a goaltender, whether you're playing beer league or playing in the NHL. They don't like anything that they feel kind of restricts their movement. And I think that's going to be part of this adjustment, because the arms in particular are going to fit a lot more like a sleeve than like a piece of equipment that's kind of moving around your arm. This is really going to move with your arm. And so anytime you tighten things up, like the breakdancing and skinny jeans analogy I used for the pants, it's going to feel, may not be, but it's going to feel more restrictive. And for the guys who are more sort of in touch with that quote-unquote feel, the creatures of habit that really like to just kind of not have anything change, I would bet, is going to be a bigger adjustment for them, and the kind of thing that, you know, in a perfect world, they're going to have a month to get used to. And I would suggest at this point, the further down you are in the pecking order, in terms of number two, number three in an organizational depth chart, there's an increasing likelihood you're not going to get it until at least training camp. And heaven forbid you're a guy who's actually got something to prove or a job to earn, and you're having to adjust to new equipment on the fly and account for that, because I'm pretty sure the coaches aren't going to care. They're just going to want to see you stopping the pucks. I don't think they're going to have a lot of understanding for it. So it's not – this isn't new. When they changed the pad height measurements, there were guys we knew in the American Hockey League that didn't get their new pads. And we're talking about cutting 2 inches off the top of the pads for a lot of these guys. There were guys that didn't get them until training camp had already started, in some cases right before the preseason or into the preseason. And that was frustrating for them. And we could see the same thing again this year.
Kevin Woodley from InGoal Magazine and NHL.com joins us. So just to clarify, it's only the pants and the chest protectors that are going to be changed this year. Is that right?
That's the plan as of this point. And, you know, I can say, I just kind of... I'm a little hesitant. I'm going to want to follow this up a little more, but I did get a text message since we started talking indicating that they may have to pull the plug on this and not make these changes for this season, that they may have to hold off on these changes. So the timelines you and I have just talked about, we're approaching that in my mind anyway. So it was interesting to get this text, a pretty well-placed NHL goaltender. Like I said, a little hesitant to go too far with it. I'll see if I can follow it up. But, you know, we're in that window now where they need to start building these things. And if they haven't started, I'm starting to wonder why, what's going on here. And maybe there is a chance we don't see these changes for next season. That said, up until this point, it's always been just these two pieces for this year and then move on to attack other pieces, maybe narrower pads for the following season. But for this year, the mandate was always only chest and arm, only pants. I'll be really curious after I get off the phone with you to follow this up and see if there's anything to this that, you know, maybe this process has been delayed to the point where it's not going to happen this season. This is the first time I've heard that, Jason. So like I said, grain of salt, but I'm hearing it, you're hearing it at the same time. There, it sounds like that, at least in the minds of one person, there's a chance this won't happen right now.
That would look just inept on the NHL that they had that many months and they couldn't figure it out. My goodness, it's not like they're reinventing the wheel here. So, yeah, I would hope that that's just one goalie who's a little bit overzealous and maybe hoping they don't make the changes.
Well, let's put it this way. I wouldn't just blame the NHL on this one. Listen, and that's why there's a hesitation there. Let's see what happens because there's a lot of strides have been made through this process. I mean, Kate Whitmore is a guy who is in a tough spot. He's got to serve bosses who just want every goalie to look smaller and maybe don't understand, you know, that there's a process here. But everything I've heard about the relationship, the way he's worked through this, the way he's Corey Schneider, Devin Dubnyk, that type of crowd has gotten involved in this has been positive, and it's been a partnership, and they're working towards a common goal. You know, when they saw the first prototypes at the All-Star game, they thought the manufacturers needed to go further with it. What, and I've even had this from someone on the manufacturer side, what they can't seem to understand is where the holdup is. Like, why haven't, if at the All-Star game we had product and we had taken steps and maybe just wanted them to go a little further, how come all these months later we haven't still been able to hit a finalized product or put something on the ice in the hands of more guys to test from a safety standpoint and start it so they can manufacture it, so guys can have it in August. Ideally, they all want it now. They wanted it July 1st. That was kind of what the initial indication was. But if these guys can have it by even mid-August or preferably early August, they can make it work. Something's happened here in this process that's held it up that we're not there yet. And, you know, maybe it's enough to hold it up for an entire year. As bad as it would look, I still think you have to get it right. I don't think you can just make changes as drastic as the ones I've just finished describing for the last 15 minutes and give it to guys on the eve of the season and say, go out and play in it. I don't know if you can trust they'll be 100% safe in it. And, I mean, short of creating a whole bunch of goals early because the goalies all feel terribly uncomfortable, is that what you really want for your product? Maybe goals are goals no matter what, but I think you have to give these guys a chance to get used to this stuff. And I don't think training camp starting is I think that's too late. I think it's got to be at least August, mid-August, especially with the World Cup. I mean, there's the monkey wrench in all this. You've got to have, I mean, there are guys that have bumped up their off-season training regimen by 2-3 weeks. Guys that normally wouldn't be on the ice till August, on the ice early now, working on their games, getting ready for a season earlier than they ever would. And so that kind of exacerbates it. Those guys need their gear even earlier than before. And, you know, if we haven't even finalized the decision, it's getting tougher and tougher for me to see them actually getting the gear on time.
Well, that would become a massive story if indeed that's the case, Kevin. It would be. I think you would have a massive uproar. Fans have talked about how the game has become more boring in a lot of factors. And while goaltending equipment isn't going to suddenly make the game more exciting, it might at least limit the amount of just needless cheating that is not a safety issue? I know you've talked about it openly, and you're a goalie that said, yeah, it's ridiculous. We've had goalies admit that it's ridiculous, and if they can't get it done in a span of – because it's not like it's something that wasn't talked about even before the season ended. Like, they easily could have gotten going on this sooner than they did.
Yeah, and to be honest, I thought they had, and I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, because everything I had heard is this wasn't going to be like it was every other time. We wouldn't be waiting till the season started for guys to get their new equipment. They were working together, they had it dialed in, and they were gonna get this done in the summer. And so, you know, clearly the fact it's not there yet is, you know, to be honest, Jason, a surprise to me. And who knows? We could get an email in 2 days from now saying, hey, everybody signed off. The equipment, there wasn't much of a change. The equipment company prototypes were close enough. They can start cranking it out right now, and we'll see gear arrive, you know, by the end of August. And it won't be ideal, and there'll be a lot of goalies further down the pecking orders of depth charts that won't be happy, but it'll still be done. And that's still entirely possible. But I've been saying, you know, as we've talked every week for the last month, that, you know, still not there, still not there. It's got to happen soon. Got to be getting real close to that, do it or get off the pot, so to speak, for lack of a better phrase, Jason. We're close to that point. And the fact they haven't started building this stuff for everyone is enough to make me think that this may be as unlikely as it seems. We're certainly close to that being one of the possible answers.
Well, I really hope not. Well, we'll follow this more. Kevin, as always, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Jason. Talk to you then.
Kevin Woodley from InGoal Magazine.